Filled with current information and practical guidance, this book will show you how to do the following. Nurture an information-focused culture and allow your organization to develop fresh, tactical, and operational plans based on valuable insights. Determine what business areas to digitize and how to best to use raw data to convert them into information that is valuable for your organization. Find the best way to analyze the data you have collected using the current and future tools and technologies in big data. Establish the right security and privacy measures to safeguard your organizations from data breach. Big data is gradually changing our society, especially the business landscape. This book is a practical guide to make sure that you don't only survive, but stay ahead of the game. About 90% of all data and recorded human history has been only generated in the last decade. But the need to use and understand data has been around for centuries, even millennia. As a matter of fact, Mesopotamians have been discovered to use early forms of accounting to keep track of their herds and crops. The use of accounting has gradually improved, and in the 1600s, Great Britain used a far more complex system to record and examine all information about mortality rolls in London. The early statistician, John Grant, wanted to understand and build a sophisticated warning system for the Black Death that ravaged Europe. Grant recorded the first example of statistical data analysis, where he archived his discoveries in his book Natural and Political Observations Made Upon the Bills of Mortality. This book offers better understanding on the causes of death during the 1600s. Grant is regarded nowadays as the father of statistics because of this great work. During the 1800s, information age flourished in Europe and in the Americas. In 1887, modern data was first gathered by Hermann Hollerith, who invented a computing machine that is capable of interpreting holes punched into the paper cards to organize data for a census. During this time of U.S. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the country pioneered a significant data project to monitor the Social Security contributions of employees across the U.S. The U.S. government commissioned IBM to develop a machine for the significant task. During the World War II, the United Kingdom developed the first data processing machine designed to decipher codes intercepted from the Nazi. The device was called Colossus, which had the capacity to search for patterns in codes at 5,000 characters per second. It was a breakthrough invention, as it significantly reduced the time needed to complete the task, from weeks, even months, to merely hours and even minutes. The United States National Security Agency was created in 1952, and after only a decade, it has secured contracts with around 12,000 cryptologists. The agency was tasked the monumental undertaking of interpreting information during the Cold War as they began automatically gathering and decoding intelligence reports. In 1965, the American government funded the project to create several data centers to archive 172 million sets of fingerprints and 742 million tax returns. The task required data specialists to transfer all files into magnetic computer tape and keep them in one file location. However, the project was discontinued over privacy protests from the public, but it signified the start of the era of the digital data storage.